Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Gar and Leanne Lenander inviting you to join us now. And our topic today has to do with taxes.
Our most favorite time of the year.
Well, everybody's getting ready. Now they're starting to get ready for their taxes. And I've talked to different clients and they said, we're doing our taxes now. Can you help us with this or can you help us with that? Can you give us some explanations? And people are looking at pulling things out and deciding what they should tell their CPAs. Now, we get something always from our CPA that says, okay, don't forget to get this information and this information and this information. But there's always a lot of questions. The one thing I will say is any information, any forms that come to you that you are going to be getting in the mail from many companies, you hang on to all of that stuff. One of the things they're going to do, they're going to send you an end-of-the-year tax statement. One of the problems there is a lot of people go ahead and shuffle it aside, or they want to go too quick to have their taxes done, and then they don't have all of the right information. So hang on to everything, and then you can decide by looking through all of your assets and what you've spent and what you haven't spent and what you've got coming in, you'll have everything together.
Okay. What we did, we're going to try to throw a bunch of things out to say, if you've done this, you need to do this. If you have paid this tax, you need to write this down.
So just to give you general information.
Just general information. We're not trying to give you tax advice, but we're just saying, look carefully. So let's start with one. The question always comes out now is, have you bought health insurance or have you paid money for health insurance? That question is, why would you have that? Well, if you took advantage of the Affordable Care Act, I said that with tongue-in-cheek advantage, you may have some taxes due, you may get some rebates due on that. So if you've paid for Affordable Care, you need to know, your accountant needs to know that. Go ahead.
Whenever you're dealing with your CPA, he will probably have a checklist for you, and those are some of the things that he will definitely ask about. The other thing is they will ask about your interest. What interest are you declaring, for instance, on CDs or bonds or things like that? That can be considered an income for you. Or have you had capital gains on your stocks? You're going to get information on those capital gains, especially if they've gone ahead and reinvested, because even if they reinvested, that's still an income for you. Or if you sold some stock, have you sold it for a gain or for a loss? Now, remember, we're not talking about those things in the IRAs. We're talking about them in your regular accounts. We call them your beneficiary accounts because you should have a beneficiary on those accounts. But the big thing is be sure you get all of your information together. And one thing I'm going to bring up here, if you are getting information like companies like from, let's say Charles Schwab or any of those companies, and you've been investing in mutual funds in a regular account, don't be quick, real quick, to run in. Because what's going to happen is they may come out later with some information from some of your mutual funds
then
that haven't been declared yet. And then you may have to refile. So keep all your information and judge whether you should put it in the packet now and go into the CPA or wait a while. Don't rush in. Get all your information together.
Okay. All retirement income must be declared.
That's right. When it's coming from your IRA, from your 401k, and you pulled it out for
403B, except any money you take out of a Roth. That is not declarable income.
Now, let's ask Don, what about the Roth?
The Roth. What do you want to know about it?
Why don't you declare that as income?
Because you're not taxed on it till the delayed effect, right?
I don't know what you just said.
Well, let's see. Because the Roth, why would
Okay, there's a regular IRA and there's a Roth. Mm-hmm. If Roth, you've already paid taxes on it.
The money going in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's why you don't.
Right. That's right.
Well, but an IRA, a regular IRA, you deducted the premiums, so that's why you have to pay income tax on it.
You're right about that. Now, I won't have to correct you again.
Okay. Good. Thank you. I'm glad we have you here to help us out. One of the things that I always find kind of interesting is the if you've paid somebody more than $2,000 in a household, such as the snowplow man or the lady that comes and cleans your house or something like that, you have to put that down. Now, this is where so many of those politicians get in trouble, is they have had a nanny or whatever.
Housekeeper,
a cook, and they paid them money, and it's all been under the table. And they get caught. Every year there's somebody getting caught on that. And that's because they're not declaring that $2,000.
And when you, with the housekeeper or somebody who comes in and cleans your house, it depends upon, too, if she brings her own stuff with her.
Well, that's, yeah.
But even that makes a difference.
Yep.
So be sure you have some of this down before you just write it down real quick.
One of the other things that's interesting is if you barter with people, and I know a lot of people have done that over the years. I've got an old engine that I don't want, and I want to trade that for new tires for my car or something like that. Technically, that's income, and you're supposed to declare that. And then you're supposed to have a cost basis on that. Now, I know a lot of people don't do that, but there's a place on your tax form for bartering. And most, I would say probably 90% of the people don't declare that. But there's a place for income tax on that.
One thing I want to bring up now, too, since we've been talking about investments, Garwin, is there something called tax-exempt bonds. Now, the thing you have to be careful about that is when you're looking at tax-exempt bonds, we're generally talking about those in mutual funds, like we have the Minnesota Tax-Exempt Bond Funds, and it goes through a brokerage firm of some kind. Those interest payments, generally reinvested, you can take them out, and they are exempt. However, on the individual bond side, you have to double check to see if they're going to be tax exempt or not, because there's two kinds of bonds, there's general obligation and the revenue bonds. And so they'll ask, what kind of a bond do you have? So be sure you keep all documentation, because that's the only way you're going to be able to say, I did this, or I did that, or I didn't do this, or I didn't do that. You have to have a record.
Now, let me ask you something. If your CPA wanted to get a hold of each one of you individually, what number would they call?
Mine would be 651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997. That was very sneaky.
And believe me, our clients have their CPA listed,
we get as many phone calls at home as we do in the office.
Okay.
Well, anything that comes out from our office, the CPA sometimes wants to know exactly what's taxable and what isn't, or what they have been sent to the clients, because sometimes the clients don't keep track of it. So the CPAs always want our information.
And we get calls. We get calls. I don't have that information. Yes, you do. Yeah. It's on such and such a form. Let's go on. There's so many more things we can cover. If you bought a car or a boat or a new motorcycle or something like that, you've got a sales tax and you've got license fees. Don't forget those. And I'm going to bring up one more thing, and I'm going to let Leanne talk about it, because I didn't know this when we got talking about it today. You're paying an advisor for information.
Well, you're paying an advisor for managing the account.
And those fees are deductible, Leanne?
All right. I have often gotten this question. If a registered investment advisor, for instance, is fee only and they manage an account, if they have an IRA and somebody takes income from that IRA, they're wondering, of course, is the fee that they paid the advisor on that IRA tax deductible? No, it's not. If it's a regular account, a taxable account, and the IRA is managing it by fee only, that is tax deductible. So it depends upon
the type of account,
the type of a program you are in.
And I did not know that. She's explaining it to me, and I'm saying, wait. That's not fair. You know, it's not fair. That's the way it is. Life isn't fair.
The fair comes in August.
That's right. Leanne, you got something there.
Well, one thing people have to be careful of when they change jobs, they will go ahead and move from one company to another. They probably want to go ahead and transfer the retirement account from one retirement account to another. Sometimes the company that they're leaving says, well, I'm going to send you a check, and then you are going to be responsible for putting it into the other company. When you do that, you have to be sure that when that check comes, you get it over into another IRA or retirement account. Don't sit and just hold it, because eventually it will be taxable to you if you don't get it over in the, I think it's 90 days.
90 days, but we got hurt on that 20-some years ago, and we didn't transfer it fast enough, and we got burned on it. Nothing we can do about it. You got to pay the taxes on it. Question always comes up, are monies received for long-term care benefits taxable? Well, no, perhaps they might be. Typically, if you've got expenses, they're not taxable. But if you exceed the $350 a day, which I can't imagine anybody having it, they might be taxable. So I'm saying, no, they're not taxable, but they could be if you have a tremendously big policy. As long as you're receiving benefits, as long as you're receiving income for a qualified claim, no, they're not taxable. Quickly, Leanne.
One other thing. If you receive money or something like stocks or bonds, and you receive it from somebody who is now deceased, if you receive it after the person is deceased, you sell something, you are getting the cost basis that happened at date of death or later. If, however, you inherit, somebody gives you stocks or bonds, and they're giving it to you and it's not after death, then you get that stock or that bond, and if you sell it, it will be taxed to you.
That's called a stepped-up basis. So people, I probably get that a couple times a year. Well, Mama wants to give me some stock that she's had for 20 years. Wait till she dies. Yeah, but she wants to give it to me now. Wait till she dies.
You can get it, but just don't cash it or sell it.
So we're getting to the end. Leanne, you want to give your phone number one more time?
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. A couple more quickies. If you use your car for work, you must log the miles.
Write the mileage down.
I've been burnt on that one a couple of times with the IRS because we didn't have the logs.
You can't log to and from work, but you have to.
Right, but like for me, as a salesman running around the cities, I can write all that off.
Yeah.
Obviously, I do it now, but when I started out, I didn't, and got hurt on that.
Our CPA always asks that.
But I wasn't doing it before. Your safety deposit box can also be written off. So there's a lot of things that you need to do. Keep records. Bob, you had a quickie?
No, I was just going to say we're running out of time.
Running out of time. Okay.
He's giving us a signal. Okay, Bob.
Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Join us again next week. Hopefully, we'll have some more information for you.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at KLBBRadio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.